With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting at least 95 people have been killed by two bomb explosions near the tomb of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani on the fourth anniversary of his assassination by the U.S.
The Red Crescent said it faced difficulties evacuating the wounded because the roads were packed with people. They turned out to mark the anniversary of Qasem Soleimani's killing outside Baghdad airport 4 years ago. He was responsible for overseeing the military operations of Iran's Revolutionary Guards across the Middle East. An initial report suggested that gas canisters had exploded on the road leading to the cemetery where he's buried. But state media is now calling this a grave terrorist attack. It comes at a time of heightened tension across the Middle East after the assassination of Hamas's deputy leader Saleh al-Arouri yesterday in Beirut.
BBC correspondent Caroline Hawley reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson is leading about 60 fellow Republicans in Congress on a visit to the Mexican border. Their trip Wednesday to Eagle Pass, Texas, comes as they're demanding strong immigration reform policies in exchange for backing President Biden's emergency wartime funding request for Ukraine. Senate negotiators in Washington are plugging away in hopes of a bipartisan deal. Now that Harvard President Claudine Gay has resigned over accusations of plagiarism and her refusal during a congressional hearing to condemn students who called for the genocide of Jews, Harvard physics student Yoel Zimmerman says he's glad that Gay has resigned.
I think she just did too many things wrong, especially with her testimony in Congress. I think that was just, you know, the kind of final tipping point that should have led to her removal immediately.
Gay's resignation comes over concerns over an increase in anti-Semitism across campuses nationwide. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court says Texas does not have to accept abortion guidance from the Biden administration.
Abortion opponents have been challenging the emergency care law guidance in multiple states, including Texas, where the state also joined the lawsuit after they won at the district court level. The Biden administration appealed to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that's just been rejected by a three-judge panel. Opponents say Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of a mother, but that the federal guidance goes too far. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Once again, abortion was the number one cause of death in the world during 2023. According to Worldometer, which tracks global population data, more than 73 million abortions were carried out around the globe last year. All other possible causes of death accounted for 67 million people. This is SRN News. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has collected enough signatures to appear on the 2024 presidential ballot in Utah.
The independent has met the 1,000 signature requirement needed to qualify for the Utah ballot and can officially file to run as a presidential candidate in the state. Utah is the first state where Kennedy's campaign submitted signatures and qualified for ballot access. RFK's success at gaining ballot access in Utah reignites questions of whether the independent could play spoiler for the eventual Democratic and Republican nominees. John Scott reporting.
A congressman and a senator's son have jumped into the race for the Utah Senate seat being vacated by Mitt Romney. Republican Congressman John Curtis announced his campaign after initially saying he would not run for Senate. Brent Orrin Hatch also announced his candidacy. Hatch is one of six children of the late Republican Senator Orrin Hatch. More details at SRNNews.com.